Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The U.S. may soon go bankrupt. Sure, it's been spending more than it receives in taxes for years, but like most countries, we make up the difference through borrowing. That's never been a real problem. Interest payments rarely hit 2% of federal spending. Last week, though, we reached the debt limit, a decades-old statutory ceiling on what the federal government can borrow. Currently, it's $31 trillion. The Treasury Department has begun shifting money around to put us back under the limit. That's just a temporary fix. As of June, the government won't be able to issue any new debt. If that happens, the U.S. will lose its very high credit rating and the value of existing Treasury securities will plunge. The global financial system will be thrown into chaos. Interest rates will soar. Government programs will be halted. People will lose a lot of money. There's a clever solution to this problem. But first, let's discuss the obvious one. Raise the debt limit. That's what Congress has done before nearly 100 times, usually without fuss. This time, though, House Republicans want Democrats to accept future spending cuts as a condition. The Dems say that's blackmail and to hell with it. So what's a country to do? Here's the clever solution. Mint a single platinum coin with a face value of $1 trillion, not to spend, but to deposit in the Treasury. That would automatically put the U.S. under the debt limit again. And if it's not enough, we'd just mint a new coin. There's another, more realistic solution. The president could simply ignore the debt limit and announce what's increasingly obvious. It serves no real purpose. It's probably unconstitutional, and invoking it would cause great unnecessary harm. Republicans do have a point about getting spending under control, but that should be handled in the appropriations process, not by defaulting on past debt, most of which, by the way, was added under Republican presidents. Refusing to raise the debt limit is a political gimmick. So I like the idea of responding with a numismatic gimmick. Platinum's worth about $1,000 an ounce, so a coin would have at least some intrinsic value. Holding the American economy hostage does not. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.